It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
Private sector individuals, the odd company such as Sagicor, and government have been organizing public webinars in Barbados with a focus on financial literacy. Some call it wealth creation. One such project run by private CPA Marcia Cyrus, a former banker, and consultant Marjorie Wharton is Dollars and Cents, which covers a range of topics. Accountant David Simpson is behind a series of financial literacy clinics financed by government, which aim to help people manage their money more efficiently. These programs are timely given the financial and economic burdens of COVID-19, which a rising cost of living and taxes have imposed on ordinary Barbadians. At Blockchain Business, our team has been engaged in staking, and the results are positive. Here's how it works. An individual sets up a free account on a cryptocurrency exchange, such as Binance or KuCoin, purchases cryptocurrency associated with coins, and then puts them into a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day, or 120-day savings programs. These staking offerings carry various percent gains for the investors, which are redeemed in the form of additional coins. So let's say we invested 150 Polygon Matic coins at 8%. Over 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or 3 months, you would earn at the end of the period more coins. Let's call it free coins. Now, providing your coin appreciates in value over time, then you could cash out and earn Barbadian dollars. The coins that may be staked vary, as do the percentage returns. Disclaimer, cryptocurrency is, of course, a risky area. Staking could very well be taught in primary and secondary schools to prepare students for a world in which money has changed and there are new opportunities to create financial wealth. And in the blockchain space, there is decentralized finance, GameFi, NFTs, and other areas where young people could be educated about how generational wealth may be created. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business educational and interesting, please remember we do not offer any form of financial advice. And do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom Network.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.